Okay, good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol on Thursday, February 18th, for a hearing on rulemaking, two different rulemaking processes that we have going on. I'll call this hearing to order. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask anyone who would like to comment to take the witness chair and speak into the microphone so that the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, the broadcast is live, and the red light is on. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak and speak slowly and clearly. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is appreciated and will be helpful. There's also a sheet on the table. There, Daryl's just getting that. For each of the cases, please sign the sheet for the case in which you're interested. The first case, I will now open the hearing for comments on the pipeline safety proposed rules. Case number GS-15-187. Does anyone wish to testify in case number GS-15-187 concerning pipeline safety rules?
I do, if you if you'd like.
Okay, great. Can you identify yourself, Craig?
My name is Craig Riemann.
And your association?
Pipeline Inspector in the Compliance Competitive Markets Division of the Public Service Commission.
Okay. Go ahead with your testimony, please.
I have been asked to read the following testimony of Patrick Fawn for this proceeding. He is the Director of Compliance Competitive Markets for the Public Service Commission. The purpose of this testimony is to describe the proposed administrative rule changes pertaining to pipeline safety. Under North Dakota Administrative Code 690903, the Commission adopts by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. For gas pipeline safety, this proposed rule adopts by reference amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since November 6, 2014, current to December 31, 2015. For hazardous liquids pipeline safety, the Public Service Commission currently has statutory authority but hasn't initiated a hazardous liquid safety program with PHMSA. With legislative budget approval, the Commission could implement a hazardous liquid safety program in the future and therefore is continuing to adopt updated PHMSA hazardous liquids pipeline safety rules. A description of the PHMSA rule amendment since November 6, 2014, current to December 31, 2015, is attached. And I've submitted that to Mr. Nitschke.
Okay. Does that conclude your testimony?
That concludes my testimony.
All right. Thank you. Let's see, I do need to mention, too, that there's all comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission together with all other written comments, and the written comments must be submitted by close of business on the 29th of February 2016. Let's see, the Commission will consider all the comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of the decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in the case will also be available on the Commission's website. Okay, so do any of my colleagues have questions? Go ahead, Commissioner Crispin.
Thank you, Craig, for your testimony. I don't have any detailed questions. Just my understanding is this is really setting the stage, so if we ever do get a hazardous liquid program, we're keeping up with the code and also keeping us up to date and liquids portion of it and the gas. There's nothing that really changes what you guys are doing right now. Is there significant? It's just keeping up with the code?
It's just code updates, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, Randy.
I presume that if we did do the hazardous liquids program, it would be pending PHMSA's approval, that it has to be at least as stringent as theirs. Is that presumption correct?
Correct. We have to meet the minimum federal standards with our program.
Okay. So we'd just be we would have the rules in place. We'd have to develop a program and submit it to them for their approval.
Correct.
In addition to if we received legislative authority to do that.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions, my colleagues? All right. Let's see here. Does anyone else wish to testify on case number GS-15-187?
Rich, you're not coming up here?
All right.
Okay, seeing none, I will now close that portion of the hearing on case number GS-15-187. All right, the second case, I will now open the public hearing for comments on the proposed rules in case number RC-15-737. Does anyone wish to testify on this case relating to coal mining and reclamation?
Yes, I will.
I see Jim. All right, Jim, the floor is yours.
Okay. For the record, I'm Jim Deitch, Director of the Reclamation Division of the Public Service Commission. The Commission is proposing some rule changes to North Dakota Administrative Code Article 6905.2 covering surface coal mining and reclamation operations. The proposed rule changes are needed as a result of statutory changes made by Senate Bill 2377 during the 2015 legislative session. The statutory changes added a definition of commercial leonardite, excluded leonardite, an oxidized form of lignite from the definition of coal, and also added the phrase or commercial leonardite to other sections of the reclamation law as appropriate. Similarly, the proposed rule changes primarily consist of adding the phrase or commercial leonardite immediately after the word coal when it is not part of a definition or other phrase that does not otherwise include commercial leonardite. No new or additional requirements are proposed by this rulemaking. However, just prior to this hearing, I noticed that two cross-references to statutory definitions in the mining and reclamation rules need to be corrected due to the addition of commercial leonardite to the reclamation law and subsequent renumbering of other definitions. These are in the definition of valid existing rights contained in North Dakota Administrative Code Section 6905.2-01-02 and in the soil resources information for permit applications under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-05.2-08-10. In the valid existing rights definition, the cross-reference to subsection 33 of North Dakota Century Code, section 3814.1-2, needs to be changed to subsection 34. In the soil resources section, the cross-reference to subsection 28 of North Dakota Century Code, section 3814.1-02, needs to be changed to subsection 30. The mining and reclamation rule changes adopted by the Commission must be effective as counterpart federal rules that have been issued by the Federal Office of Surface Mining within the Department of Interior. Reclamation staff does not believe OSM will have any concerns with these rule changes based on their informal review of the proposed changes. Also, the Commission has not received any written comments concerning this rulemaking case, and this concludes my testimony.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. I don't have any questions for you, Jim. It seems all pretty straightforward. I looked at all the changes, and it's more of a bookkeeping than anything else.
Yes, it's just to be make things consistent with the statutory changes that were made here about a year ago.
Okay, very good. Brian, any questions from you?
Just one, Jim. Who did you talk to at OSM just so we can have that name or office in the hearing record?
I sent the rule changes to OSM, and I think the fellow that responded was Howard Strand, but they were sent to Jeff Fleischman, the Casper Field Office.
So under Jeff's office in Casper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Western Regional Office. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Randy, do you have any questions?
The informal review by OSM, did that include the two new changes you found, or was that before that finding?
That was before that.
But you don't expect that to be significant to them?
No, I don't. In fact, with the statutory changes, that has been run past OSM as well, and they're aware of that. And with the wording of the federal requirements, I don't anticipate any problems with OSM, but we will have to submit a formal state program amendment that includes both statutory and rule changes. Submit that to OSM and wait probably about 2 years before they approve it. That to be a formally part of our approved program as they view it. But
we don't wait for all that to pass before we go ahead and change our rule with, you know, going through the process of getting the approval of the legislative committee, do we?
Normally with rule changes, we wait until we get that approval from OSM. Of course, with statutory changes, we don't have any control over that, but with rule changes, we wait until we get that approval from OSM. So that delays the whole rulemaking, the completion of the rulemaking process.
Mm. So there's really no other way. You can't adopt it through the their review and then still pending OSM's review.
Yes, with OSM rules on program amendments, they say they don't become effective until they approve of them. So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions for Jim?
Questions?
Brian?
No, ma'am.
All right. I don't have any more questions either. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else wish to testify on the rulemaking proposed in case number RC-15-737? We have one taker on this offer. Yeah, there you go. And move it up kind of close to you, too, if you can.
Thank you. My name is Sherry Harms. I'm the president of Leonardite Products, which is based out of Williston, North Dakota. We took over that operation in 2008, although there has been Leonardite mining and processing in that area since 1964. We are in support of this measure or this rule change, which changes the century code here in North Dakota. I will also, and I have permission to say this, American Colloid out of Gascoigne, North Dakota, is also in favor of this rule change. And we actually asked for this change because of some federal implications of having Leonardite and coal treated the same by the federal government. So we are in support of this rule change.
Thank you. Who was the other group that you said you had permission to mention?
American Colloid.
Okay.
They mine Leonardite in southwestern North Dakota near Gascoigne.
Are there any other Leonardite miners in North Dakota? Are you the only two?
That are mining only Leonardite. Okay. Of course, there's Leonardite with the other lignite coal operations in the state, but they, at this point, do not sell Leonardite alone.
Okay. Any questions for Sherry? My colleagues?
I know you had explained it to me one time, the situation you had with the federal government without the changes. Did American Colloid fall into that same situation?
They do. They're not now currently mining federal coal or federal Leonardite, but they are looking at leasing in the future. Okay. So this implication would change whether we lease, the material is leasable or saleable on the federal level, and then that would affect how the royalties are imposed. So they're looking at it for the future, not today.
Thank you.
Good. And I believe you submitted a letter for the record as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other questions for Sherry? All right. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate you taking time to come up.
Happy to.
Does anyone else wish to testify on this issue? Seeing nobody, then the hearing on, I'll mention again that all the comments provided in writing through the close of business February 29th, 2016 will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission's discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open until Monday, February 29th, 2016. And that concludes today's hearing. Thank you.